20th from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed & Seed & Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona State Supreme Court ruling this week to uphold a law from 1864 that bans nearly all abortions, the only exception being to save the life of the mother. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Anti-abortion rights groups are celebrating this decision, insisting that it protects the lives of countless unborn children. The justices in Arizona have now put this ruling on hold for 14 days, so abortion clinics in that state tell us that they still plan to continue to provide their services for a short period of time.
An independent investigation is underway in Chicago. Police body cam just now releasing following a traffic stop last month that resulted in the shooting death of 26-year-old Dexter Reed. Police say he fired one shot at them. They responded with 96 shots in 41 seconds. The latest inflation numbers are now out. Analysts had predicted consumer prices would be up 3.5% from last year at this time. That's what it was. Those numbers will be one of the things the Fed uses to set interest rates at its next meeting. This is ABC News. A fight in Texas over a program that could help low-income residents in and around Houston.
Under the Uplift Harris program, a family of four earning less than $63,000 a year could get $500 a month for up to 18 months, says Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee.
This guaranteed basic income program is about lifting people out of poverty.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against what he calls a socialist experiment. Menefee says the money is to come from federal COVID relief funds.
It was legal back when former President Donald Trump issued the stimulus check.
Paxton says Uplift Harris violates the state constitution. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Sending a letter could cost a lot more soon. The U.S. Postal Service now says it wants to raise the price for a first-class stamp to 73 cents. And a Brooklyn charter school is trying something new to save parents money, staying open longer. The school is now open from 7 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. The extended hours free to the families of all students. The school is seeing a spike in its enrollment. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
April showers bring May flowers. It's that time of year again. I hope the snow is gone until November or so. Everyone loves the beauty of spring and spring flowers, but we don't always like the thunderstorms and soggy ground that must come with the flowers. As the earth comes alive with the sights and sounds of spring, we are reminded that God has made his eternal power and divine nature evident through his creation of the world. The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Speaking to God, the psalmist also said, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." So now that the days are getting longer and warmer, and green is beginning to make its appearance as the predominant color, along with the colors of the early spring blossoms, make your way outside to enjoy the creation that God has given to show us new life. Watch and listen as the birds and animals frolic in the springtime. Walk, run, ride, or sit, but marvel in the creation and give praise and thanksgiving to the God who created it all for our pleasure. Thanks be to God. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details.
This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by Auction Specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Looks like a beautiful spring day shaping up across the region with a nice amount of sunshine and mild temperatures. Be sure to get out there and enjoy it. The winds will be relatively light as well. However, tomorrow things will start to change as a strong low-pressure system travels from Arkansas up toward Michigan and spreads rain northward into parts of Wisconsin. Also, another disturbance dropping in from Minnesota should bring some scattered showers. So by the afternoon, getting a little bit wet, and that could continue into early Thursday night. Rain amounts nothing too terribly heavy, maybe a few tenths of an inch around here. And then the system will kick up some strong north-to-northwest winds for Thursday night into Friday. Skies will gradually clear off Friday as high pressure rolls in. That'll bring us a beautiful weekend. Should be some warmer weather pulling in as south winds return and a decent amount of sunshine. A weak front will slip through the area Saturday night, giving us just a slight chance of a shower. A much bigger rainmaker appears to be on the way for Monday afternoon and Tuesday of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and turning warmer than normal with a high of 69. Southwest wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, the clouds increase, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers developing, high close to 60, wind variable becoming north-northwest at 8 to 15. Tomorrow night, breezy with showers tapering off, low at 42. Friday, gradually the clouds break up, rather breezy with a high of 59. On Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and warmer, low 37 with a high of 71. There is a slight chance of a shower Saturday night. Sunday looks quite enjoyable with partly cloudy skies, low at 50, high 73. Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of scattered showers, high in the mid-60s. Windy with rain on Tuesday, could be substantial, thunderstorm possible, high 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 41 degrees and clear sunny conditions. Yesterday's high was 61. The morning low today was 37. The record high was set in 1977 at 84. Record low 15 in 1960. Last year's high was 74 and the low was 52. Sunset will occur at 7:38 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:27 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.91, up slightly. No precipitation today, and it's 41 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at some very busy days yesterday and days to come yet this week. Lots of high school sports as the weather gets better. Also, the Brewers with a nice win last night in Cincinnati, and the Bucks survive with a victory against the Boston Celtics.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Richland Center baseball team picked up an 8-0 victory. In the game over Weston last night, the Hornets scored 2 runs in the second, 1 in the third, and 3 in the fourth, 2 in the sixth to log their first win of the season as they improved to 1-2. Thomas Hohner was the winning pitcher, going the distance, walking 3, striking out 3, and giving up 4 hits. Leadoff batter Brady Dosh was 3-for-4 with an RBI. Lane Miller, Wes Bosworth, Cole Wassinger, and Ethan Haiti all had 2 hits. Trevor Westfall took the loss, allowing 4 earned runs, striking out 3 with no walks. Garrett Jennings came on in relief and allowed 2 earned runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Isaac Jennings doubled among his 2 hits, and Garrett Jennings was 2-for-3. Following the 8-0 win, Richland Center will prepare to open the Southwest Conference with a game at Lancaster on Thursday. Weston, now 2-1, will return to the Ridge and Valley Thursday in a game against North Crawford. Yesterday, I asked Coach Brent Jennings of Weston about the Ridge and Valley and if it looks tough again.
I think it is. There's going to be a lot of teams on more even ground this season. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of teams throwing a wrench into some other teams' plans, you know, down the stretch because, it's up for grabs, absolutely.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Riverdale Chieftains raised their conference record at 2-0 with a well-deserved win over Boscobel and a 5-1 victory. Also in a game that was played well by both teams, the Chieftains received an excellent pitching performance from Chase Chitwood, who would give up just one run on one hit over six innings while striking out nine. Logan Cagle would come on in relief in the seventh to nail down the win, striking out two. Offensively, Andre Tainter led the Chieftains, going 3-for-3 with two RBI, while Emmett Drone was 3-for-4 with an RBI. Carson Kenyon collected two hits and an RBI, and Chase Chitwood was 2-for-3 with two runs scored. The Chieftains, now 3-1 on the season, will travel to Fenimore on Friday night. River Valley fell to 2-2 on the young season with a loss to Wisconsin Dells 7-4. Highland 3-2 over River Ridge in baseball. Prairie du Chien shut out Dodgeville 2-0. Also on the wire, it was Marcusan over Randolph 40-0. Wazika Steuben got the win against Brookwood 10-9. It was a victory for the Ithaca Bulldogs over Potosi Cassville. Final score yesterday was 8-2. Micah Salisbury had three hits, and Wyatt Hilby with a total of two among the nine for the Bulldogs yesterday. RBIs for Matthew Kepler, Sammy Clary, Micah Salisbury, along with Wes Nelson, Mac Neef, Wyatt Hilby, and Cody Burns. The winning pitcher was Sammy Clary, who worked all seven, giving up a total of five hits and two runs. 8-2, Bulldogs over Potosi Cassville. It was Viroqua getting the victory 11-0 over Luther yesterday in high school baseball as well. In softball, River Valley edged Dodgeville 3-2 in an early season showdown between contenders. It was also a win for Prairie du Chien over Platteville 11-5. Lancaster shut out Richland Center by a score of 12-0 yesterday at the Hornets' home field. Kaylee Nee with a hit for Richland Center yesterday as the Hornets battle again coming up on Friday. They'll be taking on River Valley in a league game. Seneca was a victor against Riverdale 5-2. River Ridge and Highland played in softball with the Cardinals coming out of a 2-0 victory, and it was cashed in 11-1 over Lafarge. Richland Center soccer girls battled Galena and fell 6-0 on a nice day yesterday at the Richland Center Sports Complex. The young team continues to improve, according to their coaches. Next up for the Hornets, another conference matchup. They will be at River Valley Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock. River Valley lost to Dodgeville Mineral Point 2-0 in high school soccer on Tuesday. Track action at the North Crawford Invitational. For Ithaca Weston, Channing Brown was fifth in the 100. The 4x2 of Sam Jones, Carrick Thompson, Randy Picardo Flores, and Brayson Garcia Bolin finished seventh. A personal best for Channing Brown, taking third in the 400. Sam Jones fourth in the 800. Channing Brown sixth in the 200. Brayson Bolin sixth in the pole vault. Also long jump, it was Channing Brown taking sixth. And for the girls, Ithaca Weston's Kaylee Peterson first and a personal best in the 100 at 12:90. Kaylee Miller was fourth. Kaylee Peterson first in the 1600. The 4x2 took fourth. Kaylee Miller, Bailey Wanless, Leah Puig, and Maggie Kirshner. The 400, Aubrey Cook finished third with a personal best. Aubrey Cook was sixth in the 200. The 4x4 finished third. Kaylee Miller, Maggie Kirshner, Leah Puig, and Kaylee Peterson. In the high jump, Kaylee Miller took second. And in the pole vault, Leah Puig was seventh. Kaylee Peterson eighth. Aubrey Cook second in the triple jump. Next action for Ithaca Weston's track team will be at the Mill Haven Invitational at New Lisbon on Saturday. Bowling scores to report from the Lucky Strikers League. Bindle Tire and Auto at a 24.95, Robin's Nest Country Gifts 24.24, and Hotman Plumbing at 24.06. High Game Honors, Bindle Tire and Auto at 8.87, Robin's Nest Country Gifts 8.45, Hotman Plumbing and Right Way Shell 8.41. Top Series, Cheryl McNerlin a 5.57, Susan Maxwell a 5.50, Marsha Mahatka a 5.47. Top Game, Sheila Pulvermacher at 2.11, Marsha Mahatka at 2.10, and Cheryl McNerlin at 203.
Marcia Mahatka had a 510 split pickup, Ann Maxwell a 310. Cheryl McNerland picked up the 310 twice, and Janine Roth with a 310. Spring is in the air. Hopefully, it's time to plan for the 24 season of Richland Center Church League softball. They have an organizational meeting planned for Thursday, April 18th at 7 p.m. at the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. They'll discuss feedback from the recently completed volleyball season and the softball terms as well. Anyone interested in having a team in the league for 24 but who is unable to attend the meeting can contact Dave Turk or Jeremiah Hassel or email them at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Christian Yelich and Blake Perkins both drove in three runs as the Brewers even their series with Cincinnati, taking a 9-5 decision. Sal Frelick and Perkins both had three hits, and Joe Ross got his first pitching victory by throwing 6 1/3 solid innings. Not only his first victory of the year, but it was his first win since 2021, June 29th, for Washington against Tampa Bay. He came back from a terrible injury and Tommy John surgery in June of 2022. The Reds and Brewers meet again tonight with left-hander Wade Miley scheduled to start. Atlanta was a winner over the Mets, 6-5. St. Louis 3-0 over Philadelphia. Arizona 3, Colorado 2. Washington 5-3 over San Francisco. The Cubs beat San Diego 5-1. In the American League, Baltimore 7, Boston 1. White Sox 7-5 over Cleveland. Toronto 5, Seattle 3. Oakland 4-3 over Texas. Kansas City 4, Houston 3. Tampa Bay 6-4 over the Angels. Detroit 5, Pittsburgh 3, the Yankees 3-2 over Miami, Dodgers 6-3 against Minnesota. The Bucks managed to break their four-game losing streak last night, holding off the conference-leading Boston Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee has suffered some surprising losses this season, but they captured the season series against one of the league's top teams by winning 3 out of 5 meetings. Superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave the action in the third period with a non-contact injury. Bobby Portis says the team has battled all year long.
All season long, guys have been in and out of the lineups. We've had to adjust. You know, we've been through it all this year, been through a lot of adversity, coaching changes, lineup changes. You name it, we've been through it. So we're a battle-tested team, especially over the years. So once one guy goes down, man, it's next man up mentality.
Coach Doc Rivers talked about Giannis and the scary injury.
I would say that. But, you know, he's Giannis. I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
Doc Rivers and the Bucks getting ready for their next action tonight as they play on consecutive nights. They will host Orlando. The Packers likely move ahead of plans for a new locker room inside Lambeau Field. Even though the stadium district has put off a vote, the team is asking for $3 million from the district's capital improvement fund. One board member pointed out that there's only been an average of one event that would benefit from the addition every 4 years. The last time an outside sporting event was held at Lambeau Field was in 2022 when European soccer teams met. The question will probably come up again at the board's June meeting. And Badgers star Casey O'Brien has been named the U.S. College Hockey Online Player of the Year. The announcement was made late last week. O'Brien becomes the program's fifth player to earn the national honor. Abby Rock was recognized 4 seasons ago. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
was a typical summer, hot down by the water's edge. We were lovers, awkward, tripping on words, falling for each other. We were desperate for something more than 17 years of innocence wasn't enough to keep us from the edge. We had to jump off, but nothing could stop us. Nothing in this world. Usually burning up the sidewalk, but it makes good small talk. Oh, it's so wonderful seeing you after all these years, and I wonder what the chances were of meeting you in this coffee shop. Girl, the last time I looked into your
Davis Band on WRCL, going back there all the time. That's where I am, back there, wherever that is, back in the day. I find myself saying that quite a bit. I remember my dad always saying, way back. That goes way back, you know? So, anyway, back there and doing a little reminiscing. We'll do a little reminiscing with trivia in about 15 minutes. Your chance to win, courtesy of Walsh's Ace, the sponsor of Wednesday Trivia.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I don't love. Some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we oh, I love you anyway.
Sometimes you made me cry. Sometimes you made me wish that I by. Now I'm just trying to get through. Oh, I'm just trying to get through. Oh, I'm just trying to get through. These songs are bad.
Brett Eldridge on WRCO and Songs About You. It is 8:35. Good morning. Some notes on today. Paul Simon will be the entertainment for tonight's White House State Dinner. First Lady Jill Biden chose Simon because he's one of her favorites and one of the favorites of Japan's Prime Minister will be at the State Dinner this evening. The Cirque du Soleil show based on the Beatles music will end its 18-year run in Las Vegas this summer. The Beatles Love will hold its final performance on July 7th as the Mirage plans a renovation to rebrand itself the Hard Rock Las Vegas. 11 people who are in the current cast were part of the original show in 2006. And Maren Morris has written a children's picture book with her close friend, former teacher Karina Argo. Addie Ant Goes on an Adventure is about an ant traveling through garden beds and trusting her insect friends to help her find the way back home. Addie Ant is now out, a new children's book from Maren Morris.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, just ahead of our trivia question of the day time today, here's Billy Ray Cyrus.
I hear you just got married, took him a long honeymoon, and you were all smiles at the wedding, and you cried when you kissed the groom. I got no invitation, I guess the mailman didn't bring it to me, but I see the whole thing in slow motion. Every night as I try to sleep, my buddy John said you looked real pretty, and you acted like you were in love. He said the preacher asked for objections, and he thought about standing up. I told John he must have been crazy, 'cause you were just about to say hey, I do. He just gave me a wink, said all he could think was it could have been me with you. It could have been me standing there with you. It could have been me and my dreams coming true. But those dreams move on. If you wait too long, you take me out to sea.
move on if you wait too long. It took me till now to see that it could have been me standing there with you. It could have been me and my dreams coming true. But those dreams move on if you wait too long. It took me till now to see
it could have been me.
Could have been me.
Sunday prayer, more back road than a front pew. I ain't always been tight with the man upstairs. Them scriptures, I can quote a few. She's a cross on a chain and a red wine stain on her mamaw's hand-me-down Bible. I heart Tennessee, John 3:16 on a bumper of a white Chevy Tahoe. She's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her handle by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. Amen. Amen. Well, she's an FM hymn with her hand in the wind. Little saint in my shotgun seat. It's like G-O-D heard an S-O-S. I'm one lucky S-O-B. Yeah, I could see me and her in a stained glass church. Just married cans rolling down the highway. Yeah, when life gets a little bit sideways. She's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her handle by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. Amen. John Deere, holy water in my 90 proof, little angel in my red wing boots. She's a little up there, down here, puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back, hangs her handle by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth, the grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. Amen. Amen. Amen.
She's across on a chain and a red wine stain on a man's hand down by my heart to see John 3:16 on the bumper of a white Chevy Tahoe. Amen.
Dick Cohen on WRCO Radio. Today we talk a little baseball. Good to see the Brewers starting out pretty well. And also very important that Christian Yelich has started out well. And there are some that are talking about him, well, you know, it's very premature, but kind of looking like his MVP year and almost the MVP the next year. But kind of starting out that way. Now it's obviously peaks and valleys in baseball, but he's doing a great job. Good to see. I really like that guy, and he's probably their lone superstar. He's been around the longest and leading the team right now and getting some hits and some RBIs, and he had a couple last night. In fact, they had a stat during the game that he has, it's no one in the league has this many RBIs against one team, and Christian has done it against the Cincinnati Reds. So last night with three RBIs, he has 63 career RBIs against the Reds since he joined the Brewers in 2018. So that's pretty good. He likes to play against the Reds, obviously. Speaking of the Reds, that is the subject of our trivia question today, which is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today we have Cincinnati Reds trivia, since that is the opponent currently of the Brewers. The Big Red Machine of the 1970s featured many memorable players. Who was the only member of Cincinnati's Big Red Machine dynasty that was from Cincinnati? Well, all right, Big Red Machine, the only player that was from Cincinnati, was part of that dynasty of the Big Red Machine in the 70s. 608-647-4155. Here's Brett Young.
When you need a hand, when you need a shoulder, when you need your space, or for me to pull you closer, I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When the days are easy, when the nights get long, I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget to breathe, and just follow my lead. Then we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. So many moments, it will all be gone before we know it. So pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance.
Congratulations to our trivia winner today. That would be Wyatt Moore. Congratulations. He knew the right answer of the Big Red Machine's memorable players. The only one who was a native of Cincinnati, Pete Rose. There you go. I think other people knew the answer because I got a couple other calls, some runner-ups that said that they knew the right answer. We did have a Johnny Bench guest in there as well. Of course, he was a big-time member of that group, and Joe Morgan, and on and on. They had quite the dynasty. Swept the Yankees 1976 in four games in the World Series. Memorable run for Pete Rose and company. And, of course, Pete fell out of favor a little bit, banned from baseball, which that's always been, for me, I still feel that he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as a player because he was betting when he was manager. But, and again, rules are rules, that's for sure. And I have to admit that I wouldn't say I wasn't a fan of Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose, but kind of compare him a little bit to Larry Bird, you know, just they were kind of confident, cocky maybe. They could back it up, though, and they never stopped hustling. They had a motor, but didn't necessarily like them when they were playing against you or the team you were rooting for. And I always told June that, too, because she has a dislike for Brett Favre and for Aaron Rodgers, and I always said, if they magically became Bears, you would like them. No, I wouldn't. Well, I don't know. When they're playing for your team, it's a whole different story. That's it for trivia today. Way to go, Wyatt. You're our latest winner from Walsh's.
Let's roll out, throw a little red on the sleepy town. Booth scooting and running around. Hell yeah, some hammer downs. Cause right now, let's catch a little cut, lose high. Get wild and cross the line while we got nothing but time.
Cause it can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it.
That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spend it, in a blink it's gone goodbye. Cause there's no time like the present, there's no prison like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you. Help a stranger, help yourself. Pull that Bible off that shelf. Open it up with your mind. See the world through his eyes. Make the most of what matters the most in this life. Cause it can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spend it, in a blink it's gone goodbye. Cause there's no time like the present, there's no prison like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you. It can fade in a minute, no matter how you spin it. That clock keeps ticking, it can stop on a dime. Be careful how you spin it. There's no time like the present. Oh, there's no time like the present. There's no present like the time. It's a gift, it's all you get. Make a friend, make amends, make a call, tell the truth, say I love you.
That is Jay Allen on WRCO Radio. It has been announced this morning, big sports story, that the Packers will play their season opener in Brazil. They're going to be taking on the Eagles to open up the season in Brazil. So they get the invitation from the NFL. Yeah, that's fine. The only problem that Phil has, and I have lots of problems, it's a Friday night. So that will interfere with high school football. But otherwise, that's big news for the Packers to kind of get the spotlight there. And also we should mention a member of the Big Red Machine. Well, early days of the Big Red Machine, Richland Center's own Vern Geishert. How about that? Good to have you listening today. We head toward trails time, the news, and the morning show. We'll talk a little bit about a great area business, town and country TV and appliance.
Come out on the highway. A lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. Up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Anyone can see what you're doing to me.